It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello, and once again, it's Monday Night Live from the Podcast Cubby here at the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant. For the love of football, it's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Yay!
We got a lively bunch tonight. Very good. Before we introduce our all-star panel, I do want to reach out, as always, to our currently two. We're going to add soon another sponsor. Yeah, it's been in the works, and we'll probably do it down at Grubby's. So I do want to reach out to our sponsor here, the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant. They have two locations, one here at 1120 West 17th Street in Santa Ana, California, and the other one off Harbor in Fullerton, California. And then our latest sponsor is Security National Mortgage Corporation, in business for 22 years. They offer all the loans you may want in over 43 states. Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you.
We're all very good. You're very nice.
Thanks for your support.
Well-behaved bunch here tonight, sort of.
Speaking of mortgages, really. I saw The Big Short last night.
The Big Short?
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie, right?
Is that good?
It was amazing.
All right, let's talk about football. This is a football show, right?
Or are we doing movie reviews?
Great music, too.
Well, let's go around and introduce the panel of experts heavily weighted toward Liverpool. That's right.
Boo.
Heavily weighted just due to
Clippity-clop.
The availability of the talent tonight. And first, I'm going to start to the left, and guess who's normally not there, but is the first one to be introduced? It's the coach.
Normally not Hello, there.
Coach.
Yeah.
Normally you're at
we
the
got a lot
side.
Of Liverpool talk.
Lots
there are
Liverpool.
Three games we could talk about,
that's
actually.
Coach's that's coach's right. new seat, by the
three
way.
Three games.
Yeah. He's not on the other side.
It is. I can have my fish and chips here.
Yeah.
My cab here.
Tasty fish and chips.
Yeah,
tasty
we're all good to go.
Chips. They're very tasty fish and chips.
One
here,
of many.
At our sponsors, the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant, 1120.
Yeah, did we mention that the Old Ship is our sponsor?
Santa Ana, California.
Did we mention that?
And then when you need a loan, call Security National Mortgage Corporation. They do all kinds of loans.
Do they
all
do refis?
Loans. They do.
Oh, I'm interested in a refi.
They do refis. Actually,
right.
they don't do
no,
refis,
don't,
but that's
don't.
Okay.
Vinny, don't refi.
Oh,
they
man.
They don't do refis.
Don't refi.
What is this, the finance?
Jeez.
The Saturday morning
don't
finance
I saw the Big Short last night.
talent bring it.
Let's
bring
get to the football. The one that's disrupting everything is Chelsea Vince. Hello, Chelsea Vince.
Hello. How is everybody tonight?
Very good. He's got his authentic California Angels lid on. You know, love those authentic. You know, we're not talking LA Angels.
We need
LA
to be
Angels,
the LA
it's
Angels.
A California Angels.
We need to be the LA Angels.
Ah, it's a marketing fluff.
Exactly. It sells because my mates don't want anything that says Orange County. They want T-shirts
but that's
that
California.
Says LA.
It's not Orange County.
We are.
You mean your mates in Liverpool?
Yeah.
We're the LA
base. All right, let's go. We keep getting off football. Let's get back to football.
All right.
Another Liverpool.
Poor
fan.
Craig's mates in Liverpool.
His mates in Liverpool know all about Orange
this
County.
This is the Liverpool show.
They want LA.
This is a Liverpool
and
show.
And a Chelsea OC. Yank.
And another one of the Liverpool fans that are here tonight is Eric the Ref. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
There he is. Doing? Looking good with a beard.
Yeah, it's growing really quick.
It's grown.
We can go on another subject and talk about beards since you're talking about fighting now. No,
let's talk
fine.
About football, but
yeah,
I just got to compliment you. Do you have the beard working?
Yeah, it's growing quick.
You do look like a lumberjack.
Yeah, I know.
A lumberjack. No. I'm going okay, I wear high heels and a dance all day. Monty Python. Remember
there you
that
go. Guy? Absolutely. That's one of the great ones. That and the blancmange that won Wimbledon. That was a classic, too. Remember that one? Yeah. Okay, and then, of course, we have our co-founder and president of the Pinky Blinders.
Pinky Blinders.
Pinky Blinders.
Pinky Blinders. Not Pinky.
It's
the Pinky.
Pinky.
Pinky Blinders. Pinky.
Craig, I heard that it's coming back in April.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Show. It's an hour and a half each show. It's a movie each time it's on. That's why
Pinky
it's
Pinky Blinders fan club and the vice president bringer inners. But judging from the fact there's a lot of empty chairs here. There's not a lot of bringing innings going on.
This is going to change. I have my head on. There's plenty of people I can torment.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do want to announce, well, we've sort of already announced it, but I guess I want to mention it again that our next show will be live from lovely Carlsbad, California Grubbies. That'll be our third road trip show down there at Grubbies, and we'll be broadcasting live. But I guess, Eric, the ref, you can't make it. And Chelsea, you're Chelsea Vince. You're
trying to swindle. I'm trying to swindle the deal, but I'm going to see if I can
get it. He's trying to swindle the deal.
He's Eric the ref. That's why
I said Eric the ref. Yeah. Eric the ref. You got some reffing to do that day, I imagine?
No, just some Jillian's
He's got better things to do.
Old friends coming over. We're going to have a little smoke some pork and stuff.
Oh, whoa.
Smoke some.
This is a PG show.
Yeah, just a PG. Family oriented. Yeah.
You guys smoke some pork.
Family only.
Hey.
That's filthy. That's
way too personal. Way too personal.
Anyway, why don't you just jump in a truck and drive down to the freaking Grubbies? It's an hour away.
We'll be
on the show.
We are Zoom by 11.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to get the swine.
I mean, we were all going to go and do the. Remember, we were going to stay the night and get fucking wasted and do it? Well, no.
We can still do it.
Go there. I mean, I'm giving up my walk.
Giving up, you can walk afterwards.
I'm getting on my hike. No, it's too hot.
Too hot. Okay, we got it all worked out. So anyway,
do it in Carlsbad.
So next show will be live from Grubby's. Looking forward to that. And but let's go to this week's football. First of all, let's talk about the standings. And because this is historic, what's going on here with Leicester City now 5 points still ahead after the tie of the North London Derby. And let's what are you guys thinking right now with Leicester? I know always Jane has this, you know, take on Leicester, but you got to admit it's pretty awesome.
You know, it's you've got to say it's absolutely fantastic. It's fantastic that we now have teams that can compete with the big boys. You know, you're always going to want your Liverpool, your Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal's up there. It's nice to see that there are some that can compete and the smaller clubs can compete because they're getting the money is shared basically equally when they get that those
TV big TV rights.
Yeah, and it's
now
like
that starts next year, right?
Always got an equal share.
Right,
it's not much of a difference when the guy that finishes first, the guy that finishes last, and that's why you wonder the likes of Aston Villa is why they're not competing is because someone's stealing that money. Someone's taking all that 100 million they get every year and not putting it back into the team because they have a fair support and they should be competing. They should be buying players from. I mean, out of 20 teams, there's always going to be someone that's going to be in the bottom three, and it's usually always going to be Newcastle. Doesn't matter how much they. And it's always going to be Newcastle. It's going to be Sunderland.
Well, Newcastle, though, they've been up in the Premier League for how long? What, 4 or 5 years, right?
Well, 4 or 5 years, but you got to remember, that's a huge club. They only one team in Newcastle.
Yeah.
They have a 55,000 supporters every game.
Yeah.
And but, you know, no one wants to live in Newcastle.
I like to add on to this because I think this season has, it's based on one element that's been going on. And of all the clubs, Chelsea by far has done shitty, you know, United, Liverpool, everybody. But there's one thing that's happening with Leicester, and that's called consistency.
You got that, absolutely.
That's the only difference between them and everybody
Tottenham
else.
Tottenham not consistent.
They're close.
5 points off from Leicester.
Yeah,
they've fallen.
Games. Yeah.
So at Arsenal.
So I think that's the kicker. But Leicester also has no European play. So that's also taking a toll. So I think they're probably very, very close to winning the league. Next year, you're going to see a completely different Leicester team because now none of that, like, supposed there's no...
Arsenal are going to buy some of the players.
Well, they're going to have to buy players because you can't keep putting the same 11 in. And that's what's
the whole dynamic changes when you've got
Southampton is still competing and still up there.
But they're falling back now. They keep getting beat.
But they've sold so many players, but their basic training ground where they bring up the kids and all that is part of why they are so good.
Yep.
And you know what? West Ham have had that for years. Yep. Only as soon as they get into the first team, they're sold to Chelsea or whatever. Now, West Ham can afford to keep those players and add to it because they've got the money. Because they don't need, you know, the money is equally, you know, distributed. So now you can buy that one or two player that is so influential. If you get that right player that's so influential, you can afford them.
You know, the other thing, though, to kind of dovetail on what you're saying, Craig, is I think this year you're seeing the importance of chemistry and how some of these teams, like Bournemouth, for instance, are doing real well. The teams have been
they started well, but lately,
though, last couple games they've been doing pretty well.
But here's the thing: where the Bournemouth?
But you look at Leicester and Watford. These teams, they don't have that big player you're talking about, and I think Leicester is going to have to step up in order to maintain.
Well, they have Mahrez.
Well, he's injured, so
those players were. I mean, how much did they spend on Mahrez?
Like,
but how much does he weigh now?
Well, you're right. You're
That's
right.
what I'm saying. He's yeah. now gonna, he's now going to go for Tazey.
When is
when
has Vardy scored his last goal? It's been like four or five games or more.
I don't know.
Mahrez is out, but so he's still running on these two guys.
I'd like to go back on Vinny's point is with Leicester, they're not playing champions. They're not
right.
Europa.
They're not doing anything. They're,
you know, they're not doing anything. Straight league play.
Straight league play. Had,
everybody played the FA. Everybody was playing league, cup, whatever.
And the coach puts the same 12, the 11 in.
No, but if that was the case, then every team that gets knocked out of the FA Cup and never in the Champions League would always be in the top four. And it's not the truth, because even those teams that play in the top Champions League are usually in the top four. It just so happens to be this year. So that doesn't make sense.
Takes a huge part.
But I think there are situations like Leicester, like Liverpool a couple years ago when they were challenging, right? They didn't have they didn't have any kind of European
they
football.
Didn't.
And they had one thing. They had that player that was worth $1 billion. They had Suarez. And
right.
this is what every team now can afford. Every team can afford a player that makes the difference. And if the player don't make the difference, they can now afford a manager that does. As we spoke earlier in this month, we spoke about now we're not only are we bringing in the best players, we're bringing in the best managers.
And that's the thing that they have to do, because they put the same 11 out there. How deep is their bench?
Mm-hmm. It's not at all.
It's not deep at
all.
There's
no injuries.
So when they start, yeah, there's no injuries. So they have time to recover if they do get knocked. So when they go play, let's say they make the Champions League next year, how deep is that bench? Now they got all these other games.
Now you got to get a little deeper bench.
Yeah. Now you're going to mix up that. You're going to mix up that good chemistry is going to be unbalanced
now. Well, the thing with Leicester that I've noticed is they've only lost three games. I mean, that's amazing when you look at that.
One was to Liverpool.
That's right. But still, I mean, when they define who's going to win the league, they always say, well, you can't lose more than three games, right? So, they've lost three, Tottenham four, and Arsenal's the next team. They've lost seven.
Wow. So, Arsenal's taking a dump.
Yeah, I mean,
they're doing just what they always do.
But the thing to me is that
they choke.
And I wonder coming down the final path, I mean, are they due for a slump? Because every team has a slump.
Well, didn't
Leicester
I say that last week? Or three weeks ago, I said Leicester's due for a slump, and guess what?
You would think so.
They're not.
Maybe not.
Guys, this is refreshing.
So it looks like I've got to pay
this
that
is refreshing.
I've got to pay you that $5, right?
Oh, it's getting smaller all the time, that Jewish bet of yours.
Whoa, racism.
But no, it's so refreshing. I mean, to see Leicester and Tottenham and West Ham and,
I was just going to say that. When I saw the games at the end of the game on Sunday, after they posted up, I was looking. I go, oh, my God, look at this table.
Right.
You got Leicester and West Ham and Tottenham in the top four.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're a Chelsea fan. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was
that this
impressed.
Is going
I was like,
on.
Holy shit, when is that ever going to happen? Yeah, it has.
Very
it's
fun because
cool.
of that.
Well, you know what?
That's the whole
you
point.
You know what's funny is it's been a fun season, and unfortunately I missed the Dominion, because I would get up every morning and go to the Dominion and watch it. Remember, Vinny?
Yeah, me too. I'd
you
be there.
You and me would go and watch it. That's why you've seen us. It wasn't. I don't think it was a Liverpool game. When
no,
go,
it wasn't. It was like a Man U somebody.
Every single game. And then I go to gym, and then I do my walk. Now it's like, I'll just do my walk, and I'm like, fuck.
You know what that's called?
But he don't come down.
It's called getting old there.
He doesn't
Sorry,
come
buddy.
Down here. He might come if I text him and say, yeah, I'm coming down. We need to, for the big games, especially like the Arsenal, Tottenham, and whatever, we should make it that we need to turn up, because this is our show. For the big, big games of the week, we need to turn up.
Vinny.
Yeah,
Vinny will turn up. But we're
Vinny, how far know, is I'm, it for you, Vinny?
Vinny Craig, has shown I'm, up like one
Craig,
time.
I'm right along you. I'm more involved in having multiple games on.
Right.
Yes. I don't. You know that's cool. The Chelsea guys are here.
It was cool because
I like it when all the games are on and everybody
Liverpool
can just
Man
give
City.
Each other stuff. You know.
And then no, I agree with you,
Kevin. He texted us, hey, where are you guys at?
Yes.
We're at the All Dublin.
Exactly.
And we came down to the All to watch the Liverpool
We have a mate of ours, and he's now training his daughter. He's a great soccer player, right? One of the lads I knew before him, Kevin Elson, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kevin.
Right? See, he's an Arsenal fan, right?
No, he's a United.
Okay. I think I met him at that soccer thing, didn't I?
Yes, you've met him, right?
He's cool.
He's a little bit, he's hyper like me, right?
Is he a coach? So, he's a coach,
yes,
right?
He's a coach, and he's a good coach.
My daughter.
So he says to us, where are you guys watching the game?
Your daughter's on his team. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cool.
So he says, where are you guys watching the game? And I said, we're going to go to Dublin. He says, I'm in the old ship. And I'm like, well, come after the old ship, because we're starting at 9. And he came with his mate. And we had a great time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
Here at the ship or
you know
the
what?
Other place? Brand X. We don't want to talk about Brand X.
Who's Brand X?
Whatever that other is other than the ship, because they're our sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Dublin... No, you got to mention the Dublin.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And again... Great Liverpool bar, but needs
right.
to switch.
All right, so let's get back to the football. So we all agree then this has been one of the most exciting seasons. I think that if Leicester...
Probably in 20 years.
What they're saying is that would be one of the biggest sports stories in history. Of course, anybody that didn't follow soccer doesn't get it, or football. real football, world football, whatever you want to call it.
I got cousins in Leicester, so I'm cool.
Oh, really? Are they all excited? Do you communicate with them?
Well,
no,
no,
they're
I
beside
I
themselves.
I haven't spoken to them in like 30 years. No, so. My mother's brother lives in Leicester.
Right, right.
Yeah, I went down.
So anyway, they're saying that from where Leicester was a year ago, which was about 5 points, you know, in the relegation zone, to where they're at now is one of the biggest turnarounds in sports history.
Well,
Cinderella
no,
story.
Their last nine games, if you would have...
I know, that's what it took.
Calculated
it took
their last nine games,
exactly.
They would have won the league.
Right, exactly.
So, and they were under the other manager.
So all of a sudden, here's this team that's right on the ropes to get relegated. They catch fire at the end of last year, and it continues.
It's a Cinderella story. No, it's fantastic. And Vardy is a Cinderella story. I mean, he was nobody. A year ago, what was his stock worth?
Well, there's a couple of players that have been like that, and one's Ian Wright from Arsenal, didn't make it till he was like 27, 28. Right. And the other one was the John Aldridge for Liverpool. He was playing in the things till he was 27, 28, then become one of the biggest players. And then what's funny is, when they had the 1994 World Cup here, right? Ireland were playing Italy, where they won 1-0, famous, right? And John Aldridge, right? He comes to take... the camera's right there. He comes to take a throw in, right? And he's like, give me that fucking ball, you cunt. Because he's a scouser. And he's playing for Ireland. On the Irish team, there was 5 Liverpool guys playing for Ireland on that team that were playing for Liverpool at the time. They were actually from Liverpool.
Of course, this last World Cup's England team had like 5 Liverpool guys on it.
Yes,
remember that?
Yeah. Well, remember the 5-1 we beat Germany, 5-1 at home at their ground? It was all scored by scousers.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
And look where it got England.
Well, yeah, I think part of the story, in my opinion, part of the story of this season is Leicester's doing fantastic, obviously.
Has anybody done anything?
But I think the team that's got to be slammed for underperforming in this situation is Arsenal.
Arsenal, come on. Oh, yeah. They've completely not taken advantage of everything that
they should be. They should be five points ahead of Leicester right now.
Yeah, and they've completely...
And Wenger wonders why he keeps getting asked the same question over and over and over again.
Yeah. When I think of Arsenal, I never think of as a team. I think of as individuals that don't play as a team. I just never have thought that he's galvanized the team to where, you know... And they just did a thing on Klopp that he was about to buy a player till he seen him celebrate the goal that he scored many, many years ago. I'm not going to get that player. Because the guy scored the goal and ran off his own, celebrated on him on his own. So that's not a team player. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think what
Ronaldo-esque.
What Wenger lacks is he doesn't make them a team. He makes them individuals. So if one player gets injured, Ramsey or whatever, the team sort of falls apart. And they rely on like one or two players, like Sanchez. I mean, they've relied on him. They need 5 Sanchez's to win the league.
You know what I see, Craig, is they have so much talent there. They have so much quality on that side.
What they're missing is there's no leader.
I think you're right. Yeah.
There's no leader on that team. They're looking at Sanchez at one point. Then they're looking at Ozil. And then they're looking at Cech. And now they're looking at... And because of the consistencies of their injuries, because that's always a consistency there, there's nothing there. And I kid you not, I think Wenger isn't a very personal person. I don't think he sits there and talks to his guys and says, "Hey, I need you to get in the dressing room. I need you to get these guys. You know, we got to get pumped up. We got to do this." He looks like he's very standoffish.
Well,
he
looks
like serious, and
professorial.
If I said that word, professorial,
like a professor.
I think that's really taking a toll on him.
I think so.
Because you know what? Now there's all these reports now that he's going to be sacked this year.
Are they starting up again?
They're starting to come up where they're serious now.
Did you see a Vieira or a Souness? Or a Gerrard or a Lampard. When last did you see a guy take control? When did and I keep thinking of the Colombian player with the big hair.
Valderrama.
Who would stay in that midfield and do this with the ball.
Yeah.
When do you see that? Now, I thought Khan would do that for
Liverpool. I thought Ozil would do it. Ozil does it at times.
Ozil is not intimidating enough. He's a small guy. You need a big guy that doesn't necessarily need to be great on the ball. He just needs to be strong in midfield and distribute it. It's like a manager. A manager's not supposed to do all the work. He's supposed to make everybody else do the work. And that's what you're missing. Like you're missing the general in the middle
that
distributes the work out. And the Vieiras and the Sunuses and the Gerrards and Lampards, they're sort of... gone. I mean,
yeah. None of them are pumped. There's none. No one stands out.
No one. Yeah, and you know what?
Anywhere,
I thought
really.
Emre Can would do it, but and he can do it. With he did a couple of turns this week that looked really good. It's like, but is he going to stamp his authority and get a couple of?
Yeah,
red
I mean,
cards?
I'd say the same thing about Liverpool. Liverpool doesn't have that
we
guy.
We don't
either.
Have it. We, no. But Emre Can, you would think would have it. He's a big guy. He needs to stamp
isn't
his
that,
authority on the game.
Isn't that where Henderson's supposed to step in?
Henderson's not. Smart.
And Milner.
Milner's not. He's a utility player. He's not a midfielder. He's a utility player. You play him on the left. You play him at the back. You play him in the front.
And Milner's a guy.
He's
like
a workhorse.
They're playing him at fullback.
He's a great player, but he's a workhorse. When has a midfield maestro been a workhorse?
Yeah,
he
never.
Doesn't.
He doesn't.
He walks up the middle and distributes it out, and he walks back. And
what's that number 10? Remember, we've talked about that. Yeah. Remember Robbie Earle and Paul Calagiri talking about that number 10?
Yeah.
That's what you're describing.
There's not many traditional tens anymore. There's no traditional tens.
So what you're describing is a traditional ten.
But they're saying now that you can get them in the Champions League, and they need to take chances on some of the guys that are not the most skillful, but the most demanding in the middle. And they're the guys that, if you're a striker or you're a winger, you got to wonder where that midfielder is. If he's behind, he's going to take you fucking out. Everyone was worried about Souness because he was such a bastard, right? Because he would take you out. He would literally take you. And Vieira was the same. And Gerrard, if you look at some of Gerrard's all, he would take you out. And that's what's missing, that fear of that midfielder.
It's that hard nose.
Yeah,
they're
hard nose. And Vieira and Roy Keane. Roy Keane,
Roy Keane, classic. That was a good one.
Midfield guys that you do not mess with either one of them because they'll take you out.
Nowadays, with the, the tendency to call yellow cards and fouls and things like that. I mean, I guess they've tried to protect the players with the new officiating levels. I think that's kind of added to it, don't you think, Eric?
Yeah, it's coming a lot because they want player injury. You know, you see like before, you know, you used to see coming studs up. It was just a yellow card. Now it's just a straight red.
Right.
Okay, so quick question for you. This is a good question. Did you see the United game on Sunday?
Yes.
Did you see the Mata two yellows? What do you think of that?
Yes. Why not? Because he came in. He just came a quick swipe. If you don't make contact, it's still a foul because you made the attempt to make contact.
And he didn't have any intention to get. Yeah,
he came in with a hard swipe.
He did.
Yeah, sure.
He connected too.
A small connection, but that was just as big.
Going back to Matic, he's never reached his potential, has he?
No,
it's not.
He was pretty good at Chelsea. I thought.
Yeah, he was great.
You know what, Mourinho didn't like him because he didn't work on the defense.
Yeah, he's lazy.
He's a good player.
I think he's lazy.
Here's the thing: you have to be either or. Matic, his first red card. This should be his 10th red card.
Yeah.
He's a midfielder. This should be his 10th red card. And it doesn't matter whether you get a red card or not. Your team, like Liverpool, at the weekend, could still win. But he's not. He does no defending.
Yeah. No. He's all. He just waits for the ball to get to him.
Midfielder needs to be doing this. And he needs to be a scary midfielder that's going to take you out. A matter that's never, ever reached his potential.
And I think if you kind of getting back to Arsenal and how they're doing this season, underperforming, I believe, big time, they don't have that steel. Right.
No. There's no killer instinct.
There's
in
no
team.
Killer instinct.
You see him on the field, and you're like, you guys don't.
It's
like
remember,
you
was it
there.
3 or 4 weeks ago? Who did they beat? I think it's Man City, right? They beat one of the big teams. Was it Man City?
I think they did.
And
coach, what's the
and all of a sudden they're saying, okay, now they're going to win the league, and I'm sitting to myself or thinking to myself, guess what? They're going to win. They're going to start losing like 3 games in a row because they always have this great game. They show their potential, and you think, wow, what an awesome team. But the problem is, they think, "Wow, what an awesome team!"
But,
and then they give up points.
They don't have a midfield general going back into the cup.
But you know what? A lot of teams don't.
Changing room and go.
They don't exactly.
Fuck you! Fuck you! I can guarantee you, Gerrard, as in his book, has gone in and said, "You're useless. You're useless. You're useless." Lampard has gone in the same.
Yes.
And Souness, you would never screw with Souness, and he wasn't even. And Van der Rame, I'm sure he's gone in and get rid of him.
Van der Rame, isn't he like about 85? Years
it,
old
it
now.
Doesn't matter.
That big hair?
Yeah, the big hair guy.
The Tampa Bay. What were they? The Tampa Bay. What were they called? I saw them play the...
Yeah, the Buccaneers.
No.
See, like Craig was talking about earlier.
Saw them play the Galaxy in the Rose Bowl a long time ago.
That was a great game.
That's a great one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love Van der Rame, but that's who you need.
Yeah.
He's not going to run his head off. He's just going to tell
Craig made a good point because back in the day, that's how midfielding used to be.
Yep.
You control the field. What we have now, we have the Matic's that do that. They're the ones, they're taking the ball away from him, but they're running everywhere. And then you got like the Fabregas's who stay up on top or the Matas, and they don't help at all. Mm-hmm. So now you leave yourself a hole, and this guy has to do everything.
Is
so
that is that a box-to-box midfielder that we're missing?
I think
it's not even that, is it?
Because what they're doing is they're creating that ten spot who used to control. Well, now they're bringing him so far forward and letting him controlling. You have a massive gap
now. I think part of the
problem, if you don't have defense to help you with that, that one other midfielder, he's going to get knackered by halftime, and he's not going to be able to do what he's supposed to do.
I think part of the problem is there's such a you know, when you score a goal, there's so much adulation and what have you, that a lot of these midfielders, they want that too. And it's like, no.
Yeah, they want to be part of the scoring.
Yeah, that's not your fucking job.
Have you seen Lucas play for Liverpool?
I can't stand him.
Yeah, but look when he played, when he went and dropped back as a defender.
As long as he's not taking penalty shots. That was pathetic. Oh, God.
We'll get there. We were in the bar. As soon as Lucas stepped up, I went, we're fucking done.
Hey, it was the second shooter.
We are done.
What was that?
Because they all followed fucking stupid Khan's way of scoring. Khan screwed it up by doing the calm, smart way of doing it. Everyone followed him. Right? If he'd have blasted it in, everyone after him would have blasted it in.
Yeah, but the bigger question is, why is Lucas even shooting one of the penalty shots and in the second position?
I actually like Lucas when he
plays. I do like him.
Because
I've learned to like him more.
All of a sudden, everything stops, and there's Lucas that stopped it. That's the way when I play, that's the way I like to play.
Dietmar Hamann, right? Same position as Lucas, right? He's the last guy to score a goal at Wembley Stadium. Right? Last ever guy. That guy scored goals. Lucas has never scored a goal.
He doesn't score goals.
But he's not supposed to score goals.
No.
But you are if you're a penalty kicker.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I didn't understand the choice.
Let's convince.
Sturridge had a cramp.
Yeah, let's convince.
What happened to the other guy?
Let's convince it to the other.
Miller should have gone earlier.
The other defensive midfield.
Instead of six.
You need the weakest.
Miller was going five or six.
Do you realize he took Mascherano's position?
I know. Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so compare him to Mascherano.
Lucas did.
Yes, he took his position, defensive midfielder, that stopped the play.
I think
Gian Moby back in Gian Moby was the same position. He was a sweeper.
Right.
Mascherano's a defender now for Barcelona.
Hey, Craig, I have a feeling that Lucas does a lot more quietly behind the scenes than you ever notice.
Exactly.
Or he wouldn't keep putting him in. Klopp's no dummy.
See, I think
he's playing him for
Lucas
a reason, but
a stopper,
penalty
not
shot.
A sweeper.
I do. You know what? My heart tells me that Lucas is great. He does stop so many plays.
The only thing that bothers me about him, he makes stupid fouls.
But that's what he's supposed.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, but you're going to do that when you're that
smart foul
when you're that
and
position.
There's a stupid foul,
right?
He makes dumb fouls.
Well, it's the same as Mignolet, right? He made so many fucking great saves on that game, but then the one that he let in,
that was pathetic. But he did make some fantastic.
Yeah,
saves.
I know,
they were
and
unbelievable.
It's like, and I think
that
the
one
same,
on one with a girl.
Yeah, same with Lucas. It's like, you know what? You can do 100 fucking stops, but that one you fuck up on, we're going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the fault.
The problem
with
him. Is that's
because
the life of a keeper.
Here's the thing, though. Lucas is a Brazilian.
Right.
And he doesn't take anyone on.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. He's, to me, the flow stops a lot of times with Lucas. And that's what that.
Totally.
That's more of a stopper than a sweeper.
He doesn't.
In the old position.
I don't know if that's true or not.
You know, that whole shootout situation, you can't.
I love
let,
the shootout.
Yeah, but you can't let Caballero go unnoticed.
He did an awesome job.
He was the difference.
Oh, the goalkeeper.
Say what you will about Lucas.
But say what you will about... Mignolet went every direction. He went every direction they were shooting and never just missed everyone by about 2 inches.
Yeah, but you know, that's almost like saying it's a basketball game and then at the end of it, it's tied, so let's shoot free throws. You know, that's absolutely nothing to do.
But you know what?
But they did play the two overtime periods.
But a goalkeeper can get hot in that situation.
Yeah, I do love the penalty shootouts. And I'll tell you why. I think of all the maybe of 12 finals that Liverpool have done a shootout, they've probably lost only two.
I know. Yeah.
They've
that's
won
true.
Most of their shootouts.
Yeah.
So.
But boy, they look terrible in that. Boy, they
well,
were horrible.
Because Lucas came on this.
Yeah, but some of those attempts were weak.
I think Khan screwed it up by being so smart on the first one.
Yeah.
He did so well on the first one.
They all have their own style.
No, they all have their own style.
Yeah, but well,
they didn't
that
just follow
and say, oh, this guy can be had and he'll try to do the same thing.
Coach, they all went for the same thing. They all tried the smart chip and the
Coutinho.
Yeah,
look
and
at
the smart thing. Chinchino should have blasted it.
That's because Caballero stayed right in the same spot, and he never committed. And Coutinho went, oh, shit, he didn't commit. What do I do now?
So he copied the others, right?
Yeah.
Usually we win.
You know, something I did love about that whole game was Klopp. I loved him.
He was great.
He's got that energy. He's smiling. He's like, where else on earth would you want to be? That's the way you feel when you look at it. It's like, where the hell else
Even
would you want to be?
Lose.
And you go right into the playoffs. It's like, what could be better than this? That's his attitude. He permeates it. Oh. And a club is going to pick up on that. They just do. You have no choice compared to Wenger and this, kind of the stuff that we're talking about.
Well, when they,
that
when
real
they won
state,
this last game, which on, no, on that no, penalty, no. which is very questionable in my opinion, on that penalty at the end. You could tell he was
guys,
ecstatic.
Okay. We're checking out beards or manscaping or what?
Don't be jealous.
I get a little suspicious when two of these expert panelist guys leave at the same time. I'm wondering
about beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guys that are talking have no hair on their head.
Eric the ref scores.
Or two cul-de-sacs. I don't know. You
53
tell me.
And still got a hand on me.
Two cul-de-sacs.
Well, you got to have the Eric the ref, man. He does look like a lumberjack. He's got the hair working. So he has the right to make jokes, although I'm rather pissed off about that.
So jump to the last game, though.
Here's the thing. I want to switch it. I want to digress somewhat here. And
you
say,
digress?
How
you
can
digress?
You?
How far back in history are we going?
Digress?
We're not going to go into history. We're going to switch countries and go, how fucking good is the Premiership compared to La Liga right now?
Horrible. Oh, man. You know what? I wanted to go through this because I
don't
know if you guys have noticed.
How great is
but
the Premiership right now?
They're promoting, I don't know if you guys noticed games, they're promoting the El Clasico being the greatest game of all time, whatever. But have you noticed all the, anything you ever see on La Liga is only the top two teams. It's boring. How many goals Messi scored? How many goals does Ronaldo
exactly.
scored?
That's all they got.
Well, guess what?
That's all they do.
The Bundesliga is like one team now.
Yeah, oh, the Bundesliga is taking a drop. The French league is even taking a drop. I mean, it's just PSG. It used to be Lyon. Lyon's
and Marseille
had won the league Lyon? In like seven straight years. And, so,
and then Marseille had a run too. Where
Marseille
they won
had a
seven.
Year. You know, I mean, it's like.
I think so.
All these leagues who claim to be the top of the top, but
it's not even close. And the thing with the Premier League is now that they've got all that money coming in, and they're going to just draw even more of the best players.
Well, that's why,
and what you said, the managers too.
That's why there's a dislike towards the Premiership from like.
Oh, they've got to hate them.
You know, well, we got that from the last two presidents or vice presidents of the FIFA.
FIFA,
they
hated
the Premiership because there was so much money in the Premiership, and it's not that. It's not that we want to make... It's just that it's such a fast and furious game that it's so exciting. I went to a bar in Houston with my partner once, and we were doing a trade show.
Your partner?
Business partner.
Life partner.
Watching,
it was your life partner.
Liverpool.
You know, you can marry that guy now if you want legally.
Liverpool play... Cut that out.
3-2-1.
I don't give a shit. You can give it. Don't knock it till you've tried it, all right?
We knew it was a matter of time.
Wow.
I didn't think I'd get that reaction.
All right. So we're in Houston, and I said, I got to get up tomorrow morning before the trade show shop starts and watch Liverpool play Aston Villa in the FA Cup. So anyway, we're watching Liverpool play Aston Villa. We won 2-1-1. Well, all of a sudden, it switches, and we were drinking, so we didn't figure out. He switched it, and the guy goes, what the fuck's this? This is fucking... It was so slow because it was Napoli against... And he, within 10 minutes, could figure out that game was so slower than what he just watched. It was a slower...
Well, the other thing, too, which is probably... This is probably the worst thing I can say, but the other thing is watching the MLS after watching a season of Premier League football. That's brutal. Some games are kind of good, but...
But we got to love the MLS.
I know, we do.
They're actually improving.
We've got to embrace the MLS. It's improving. I think if we introduce a little bit of it each week, you know, because let's be honest, if we get the chance to speak to Steven Gerrard, what are we going to say? We only talk about Premiership?
We're going
to
talk how the MLS sucks see what he says.
What we would say is we'll talk about the Premiership.
No, I'm just kidding. Steven, if you're listening,
how influential the MLS is on the Premiership.
Well, I mean...
Or the Premiership is on the MLS.
Right.
That's what we need to do.
And I mean,
I'm
obviously
up for it.
The MLS
Chelsea
is...
bought the Red Bull defender, and he's made the bench every game. And he's a 20-year-old American.
Well, DeAndre Yedlin, of course, he's at Sunderland on loan.
We have a Salt Lake
City kid
called Brooks.
He's on loan from
We have a Salt Lake City kid.
But the thing here is we need to stop with the whole calling it a retirement league, because we're getting all the players, the great players of Europe, mind you, and they're all coming here to basically end their career. You know,
I can't wait to see it over the next 10-15 years. This is going
to
be great.
We need to bring younger kids and say, hey, these guys are actually good.
It doesn't matter. You know? I'm glad that the Premiership players are coming here. Well, where else do you want them to go? Are you going to go to Italy? Do you want them to go to Germany? I'm glad they're coming here.
They don't want to go
there.
You
know, Ronaldo's going to end up here, and he's going to end up in L.A.
He's going to. Oh, my gosh.
And he's going to make a lot of money, just like David Beckham did.
He'll be the next James Bond.
I just don't think for a true footballer fan is going to really take this as a serious league until that kind of changes.
Yeah. No, I think you got Kaká, you got Lampard, you've got Gerrard,
Ashley Cole,
De Jong, who just turns up.
I do enjoy my boys coming.
Hey, what's the
LA
latest with Drogba? Didier Drogba, is he coming or is he going to be a coach?
He's going to be a coach?
He's sucking his he's got 1 year contract on his with the with Toronto.
Is he going to play or is he going to
play?
He's going to play?
Yeah.
But I think the thing is that us, like when we see, like, not so much Craig, but like us other four here that watch or hear about MLS, we think about MLS being our second sport. Maybe not even our second sport, but maybe
like
our fourth sport.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not really like we are going to embrace the game as that you will embrace, because that is your number one.
I tell you
sport
what, though, Eric, 10 years from now, more and more of the CTE
give it time
stuff. Give it time,
oh,
man.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
CTE is going to make the MLS be one of the better leagues. It's going to make the United States be in contention for the World Cup. CTE is huge.
What's CTE?
CTE is the chronic, what's it called?
I was going to ask the same
thing. It's the brain injuries now that football players
have. Yeah. So they're going to move away from American football, but I doubt that.
No, absolutely.
They'll just switch the helmets.
Nope, not at all. What's happening?
No, it's the moms.
It's the moms.
There Craig, go, it's coach. The moms.
It's the moms. Moms aren't letting them play now. And no, those best athletes are going to gravitate to soccer.
Let me throw this little wrench
football.
In there. Let me throw this wrench in there, because you're just saying that. What's her name? The chick who took her top off in the World Cup.
She's going to donate her brain.
To say she thinks she might have had a couple of concussions. What is that going to do?
Was that from headers, right?
Yeah,
because I know Mia Hamm won't let her daughters do headers.
And then there was another thing. I think it was Tulare University down in the South. They had a thing where they put on the college girls behind their ears.
Right.
And it monitored their head motions when they did headers. Yeah. So, like, okay, their brain. Well,
I tell you, though, did you play tackle football?
Sounds like, don't it?
So I, you know, high
I just
school.
Played football. I didn't play American
football.
I didn't
play high school football.
You didn't play high school football? You did.
I did.
Yeah. So I played, and I was pretty good. I got recruited by a lot of big colleges and stuff. Didn't play. I did. Oklahoma, Nebraska, Harvard, Stanford.
What happened?
I was good.
What happened?
I kind of burned out, and I wasn't as big as they thought I was. But the bottom line is I also played soccer at a later age, 5 years. I played about 5 years, probably 250 games. Yeah, Sunday league, right? There's absolutely no comparison of the
pounding.
Of football
the
versus soccer. It's a joke. If headers, now in practice, right, if you're young and you're doing years after years of headers, that's where it happens
okay,
in practice.
Okay, here's another thing.
Compared to football, it's not even freaking close.
U.S. soccer, I believe, is coming out saying anybody under 11 years and younger calling to a certain amount of headers.
Right.
During the week.
That's
you
a
don't
good idea.
Need
it. Then there's, I think
because the games, there's hardly ever a header in a game at
and
that
then,
age.
Well, look at when I see the younger kids, they are heading the ball and they're not heading it right. It's just off their head.
That's true.
A head is just a header to them and just woohoo, you get a good job. And you got mom and dad on the sidelines. They're clapping. Hey, good job. It's
but those balls aren't coming in like a corner kick in the Premier League. I mean, those things are zooming in.
This is what I tell everybody. Get an egg, shake it soft. Still, the egg in the shell is going to rattle. No matter how hard you shake that egg. Same thing with the kids. Their necks aren't strong enough to...
They're still developing is
right,
the problem.
So now they're, less time doing headers. If you do a header in the game, the referee's supposed to say indirect kick. So now they're penalizing
why
the kid.
Why do they do that now?
No,
why don't we just...
I think US soccer why don't start we, implementing
that's a recommended. No, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, Mia Hamm is not dying, right?
Well, no, she's not.
One of the greatest soccer players in the history of
America. No, look at Abby Wambach.
Chastain's not either.
More headers in.
Yeah.
And she's fine, right?
That we know
now
of.
Now let's compare that with, did you guys read
American
that article
football.
By any chance on Chris Brimer, who was a football player for USC, went and played for the Detroit Lions. Now the guy's homeless.
Oh, I saw that.
Up in like Palmdale or Victorville.
Yeah,
but
this, and that he was had, Mike Webster. That was the whole story in Kentucky.
Yeah, he had an entire real estate. Him and his wife had a real estate company. They were making more money than he did when he was playing NFL. And now he's like a homeless guy.
So what about the fucking ice skater, the black chick? That's now in the same situation.
Yeah, but she didn't get she that didn't, because she got hit in the head.
Exactly. So why all of a sudden you're getting hit in the head that you're blaming that it's because you're getting hit in the head? Because guess what? She never got hit in the head. She's in the same fucking
boat. Yeah, but it's different. It's
back
different,
to the original
Craig.
Point, Craig, is the mothers really do control what their kids go off and do. They do. And quite frankly, the kids have really taken to soccer a lot more over baseball. Okay,
no, I think
so they
baseball it, would probably be bigger.
It's pulled
you know?
Them. No, it's soccer it's, is for huge. The youth. For the youth, it's pulling away.
Soccer
for
the
youth.
Number one, right?
Yeah, the for the youth.
The youth. Remember that movie, The Youth?
Yes. Oh yeah, that was good.
My cousin Vinny.
But that's it for the youth. Soccer is definitely the pulling youth. Them away from baseball, and now with this whole thing with the concussions. The moms call the shots. They really do. And they're going to say, no, screw it. The kid's going to say, I love playing soccer. I'm involved. And the mother's saying, shit, no, yeah. You're not going to go play American football. They don't say that. They say football. But it really is going to migrate away, and it's going to help the league. Like
what's
crazy.
Amazing is a lot of NFL players aren't letting their kids play football.
Did you guys see Concussion? Did you see Concussion?
No.
Go watch it.
I don't like Will Smith.
It doesn't matter. Go watch it.
I did not watch the Oscars. It never got nominated.
Go watch it.
Compton never got nominated either. Well, here's my thing.
I banned Will Smith movies just like he banned the Grammys.
Then what we're talking about is we are way ahead of the game. And what our conversations and our weekly, what we do, we're way ahead of the game.
Well, explain yourself. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're way ahead of everybody else in that we've created this.
So we're like opinion leaders, like market leaders.
We're pioneers, right?
All right. I love being a pioneer.
So,
of course, you know.
When does the money start flowing?
Ref looks just like a pioneer.
Right? Yeah. When... We're pioneers right now.
Of course, you know that the road of success Vinny, is littered with dead pioneers.
We are right now.
Yes,
we are pioneers.
Yes.
So we should be bringing in the money soon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're the vice president bringer-inner, so let's bringer-inner a little cash-keys.
I want to go back a little bit.
Let's get back to football.
Yeah, a little bit back to like MLS and all that.
Yep.
The other reason why we don't quite embrace MLS also is, in my opinion, is our national team is not that good. Compared to
yes,
the other
they
team.
Are.
No, they're our good. National team is not that good.
That good.
No, they're not.
I'm going to disagree with Eric.
I
agree with you, Craig,
with you too.
And I'll tell you, they're better than England right now.
They are, absolutely. Greg,
I don't know that same.
Eric, I'm going to disagree with you. You know what the problem is, and this goes back, I hate to keep saying it over and over again, but when Robbie Earl and Paul Calagiri were here, the MLS game, as it is now, because the best players get drawn to other leagues, doesn't have the flair. There's not that number 10. You watch an MLS game, they don't put together a lot of passes, and then all of a sudden they've given up the ball. You know, I was watching over the weekend, watching these games, and, you know, a Premier League team will put together like 15 passes without even, you know, they're just like passing the ball around, like almost like basketball. You see MLS, they can't get more than 4 or 5 passes before the ball is taken away from them.
And, you know,
and that's because of that flair thing that we talked about. And it's, you know, it's the idea that the creativity in the United States isn't inbred into the kids because it is their third or fourth choice as a sport.
The other reason that I believe that our national team is not that good because we
same thing. I mean, it carries up, it pushes up to the national team.
Well,
same thing.
It gets political now.
Well, that's everywhere, though. That's going to be every team.
But we can put a better product out with what's out there right now.
The problem is, you look at the number 10. Well, Michael Bradley is the number 10, right, on the United States team. That guy, if you watch him, he gives up the ball every other time he touches it.
Well, that's
the
white guy with the short hair.
No hair.
But what is skinny black guy, the skinny black guy, what's his name, that ran forever?
Beasley?
Oh,
he's my DeMarcus Beasley's my favorite player.
You know, that guy's heart and soul. Isn't he?
And he's smaller, he's undersized,
but
he's
a
killer. He's been like in 4 World Cups.
There used to be a song called A Team Full of Carragers, right? Whereas Liverpool was at it, we had a team full of Carragers.
Oh, Carragers?
Yeah.
Not again.
Hey! Leeds Jane.
Leeds Jane.
Into the conversation comes Miss Leeds
Jane. We got to get her on. Eric, what do you mean they can put a better product out? Explain.
That it's political, and they have these name brand guys out there. Is it and on? Then I think they can put someone better that's not a name brand.
But if that's the case, why wouldn't they have played Landon? I mean,
because he's overdone. He's done.
That's I know, it. But he's it's really good.
Good.
3-2-1. The fish and chips are very good.
3-2-1. I know.
Got the John old ship, British and Dominion. On 1120 17th Street.
There you
California.
Go. See, everybody picked up that it's right here behind me. Isn't it? And you guys thought I was real smart.
No, we never thought that.
Ooh,
no.
That's right.
We never thought that.
I don't know how much of this is getting recorded, but that's pretty good stuff.
You totally set yourself
up. Man, to me
Jim
time.
Set himself up.
So yeah. we sort of took a little break there, but we're back. Eric, sorry to cut you off, but I do want to announce to the listeners that Miss Jane, the vice president of the show, just showed up. Hello, Miss Jane. Well,
hello,
thank you for,
everybody.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And now I do want to hand it back back to Eric, because he was making a point that was a good one, that the U.S. men's team is political. Go ahead, Eric, and continue your thought on that.
Well, what Coach was saying is like, well, how do I know? Well, not know, but I just believe that they can put a better product out there.
Do you think there's better players out there that are not being selected? Is that what you're saying?
Most definitely, yes. Like we said, Bradley, how often does Bradley give up the ball? He gives it up a lot.
He scores, though.
No, he scores.
He scores.
Who are these other players?
He's not the player. Yeah,
who are these other players?
I don't know these other players, but there's just better players out there that people just start recognizing. Okay, we had the Donovans, we had the Dempseys, then we had the Lallana.
The Beasleys.
The Lallana, wasn't he? Isn't he a Liverpool guy?
Not Lallana.
Yeah, he's going to mix up with Liverpool. No.
Lexio.
Lexi
Lawless. Oh, come on.
He's a horrible player.
I hate that fool.
But Eric, you're basically...
Jane, give us your opinion of Lexi Lawless.
I would actually...
Oh,
he's the
worst.
I would actually jump in there and say, I think the problem is the manager is such a moody fucker.
Klinsmann?
Klinsmann is one of the moody...
Yeah, but he's great.
He used to play at the British Dominion every year. You could never talk to him.
If he goes before Klinsmann,
he would walk on the...
But that has a lot to do with the fact that he's a German.
Yeah, but hold on.
Remember, he'll never come on the show now, but he was only at Bayern for 1 year.
He would come to the game, right? And he would walk on, he would play, and then... Did he ever go to those games? He would walk off and go. Never sat there... Never spoke.
But what does that have to do with not putting the best product on the field?
He listens to anybody else but himself.
Well, the problem with Klinsmann that I've heard, and Eric, sounds like you follow the team, so see if you'd agree with this. Problem with Klinsmann is he's like a good director. He sort of, according to what I've read, is he sort of recognizes talent and develops it, but when it comes to actual game management, he's terrible. Would you agree with that assessment? In other words, he ought to have a manager, and he's above him as a
Can
director.
I just chime in here? I completely disagree with you.
I don't believe that
either. I think the U.S. team completely overachieves. I would love if he was the England manager. We actually might win something. You guys are so... The fact that...
He's a hell of a manager.
He's a great manager. The fact that the MLS is terrible. I don't care what anyone... thinks that in 20, 30 years it might be as good as European football. It never will be.
It will be better.
It's terrible.
No, yeah, it will be better than it is now.
When you play,
I don't know, it won't evolve as much as you would like it to.
When you see this team, Eric, you see him play against like Costa Rica, Honduras. These countries, we gotta just roll over them, and they don't agree.
They play a very physical type of football.
England never roll over these teams. Yeah. So why should
they're a typical team to play?
I disagree with you.
England never rolls over.
South American teams are dirty.
They're not South American. They're Central American teams. You're right. South American teams are awesome.
All South.
Actually,
and North
so we're talking about
okay, anything
right.
very very past dirty. Costa Mesa is South America. Okay.
Hey, Jay, love it.
Welcome aboard.
Max Shane. She put Jim in his place.
You know, but you I just, but I do.
That was
I
a
do,
wine glass being knocked over
with,
and broken.
I do agree with Eric in the fact that I think that the players that are playing in Europe should probably get a leg up on the players that are playing in the MLS. I think they should get more of a look.
Oh, yeah, he should be choosing from there.
He should be choosing his players from Europe.
Well,
he tries to,
except he gets a lot of political pressure back to what Eric, and maybe this is what
MLS.
We're talking about. Because they want it to highlight the MLS. Exactly.
Well, that's
going to
take you nowhere.
Real quick. Because of Klinsmann on here, but I don't know if anyone remembers, he came out and basically said, hey, look, if you want this U.S. team to develop and become a world powerhouse like the rest of Europe, or South America for that matter, you need these players to go across and play in the best leagues. He did not mention the MLS. He mentions Europe and the big...
That's where they need to
play. That's where they need to go.
Yeah. But that's the politics that Eric's talking about. MLS didn't want to hear
but
that.
But this is what needs to happen, though.
No.
Because they're bringing in, like I said earlier, we need to make the MLS not a retirement league. It needs to bring in... Yes, it is.
It is a retirement
league. It's a retirement league.
That's all right. I don't mind them retiring here.
Yeah, you as a fan, because you're from Europe, these are the guys that you watch.
It all boils down to economics. We're in a capitalistic country. If it starts to get momentum, more money gets thrown at it, it will improve. If it doesn't, it won't improve. That's really what it's going to boil down to.
Lampard, we have Kaká, we have Gerrard, and we have even Ronaldo talking about coming here.
Great. Ashley Cole.
That's great. Ashley Cole's here.
Yeah, Ashley.
De Jong. He was in the World Cup final.
Yep.
We have some of the best players.
Isn't he a Muslim?
And if that can spark the interest, it'll happen.
Granted, it's their twilight years, right?
Well, that's the rub. It is their twilight years. I mean,
our best player, who would it be? Donovan? In American history.
I think American soccer. Clint Dempsey.
Or Donovan. What's that dude's name?
Tim Howard.
How would you compare it to other world players?
Not even. I mean,
not even close.
No. The best player in American history is that dude, Wombach. That's our best player.
You're saying that dude Wombach. Okay, hold on.
You guys are all underestimating American ingenuity.
Jim Wombach?
He said that dude Wombach.
Jim Wombach. The dude.
That's our best player ever. He's great.
Jim Wombach.
Hold on, we did.
Billy Wombach.
We're talking about...
Billy Wombach.
Billy Wombach in the chocolate factory.
This is what's going to bring people into this show. But let's be honest now.
Held them this long, they're listening
to
anything.
You're talking about the Everton goalkeeper, Howard. You're talking about Donovan. Guess where they played, guys? They have played at the top level.
There you go. That's why
they played in the Premiership.
Yeah, but Donovan couldn't hack it.
No, he did.
The Everton fans
would have him back tomorrow. Ask any Everton.
How long did he only play like 4 months though, right?
He did great. He scored in his last game. Why did he leave? He should have stayed over there. Here's the thing.
Because he impregnated somebody.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. The Americans don't realize.
Yeah.
It's like.
I had the mate, right?
Oh, really?
He looked at the spitting image. I had a mate that looked at the spitting image of Phil Lynott from, the group.
Thin Lizzy.
Oh, okay, he came over here to play ice hockey.
He wasn't the guy that came
in. He came over here to play ice hockey. He said, I've never been so beaten up in my life. It was so tough to go from England and then to play. He got offered, a position here, right? Very rare that people get offered positions to play ice hockey in America, right? He's a black kid from Liverpool. Right. He said, I've never been beaten up so much in my life. It was so bad. And that's what happens to these soccer players. They go over there and they don't realize this ain't nice. These people aren't nice to you.
Nope.
They don't, if you're going to pass them, they're going to fucking take you out. And that's what they don't realize. And you know what? I think Donovan did well. I thought Howard's fucking phenomenal. I think the guy we got, the goalkeeper, was the greatest goalkeeper in the world.
Not that they didn't do well. It's just like, okay, one, maybe another player and another player. Very few players are coming that are great from America. But look how many other great players are coming out of England. How many are coming out of Brazil?
It'll evolve.
It'll evolve, guys.
Let's take
20 years ago, we couldn't even keep a league.
Okay, now let's...
Yeah, now we got a fucking league.
We didn't have the great players for that or the good players. It's because, like I said before... Soccer isn't our football. It's not our main sport in America.
This is where the concussion stuff is coming into play.
But Eric,
it might be where the mothers decide
CTE.
And
it's
say,
changing.
"Hey, you know what?
It's
Let's
changing,
stop doing
guys.
American football. Let's move over
more
to
more kids of a weekend."
And the kids love the game.
More kids,
the kids
of
love
a
it.
Kids
more
love
kids.
It.
Kids
I loved
love
it.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Kids love it. So where do we need to start? We need to start with the youth and the youth academy.
It's exactly what I was going to say because you have the youth level in Britain.
You have the academies, and LA Galaxy have just started an academy. I think a couple of the MLS teams have started here. There is a disconnect between the youth program in this country and college and professional.
On the men's side, because
I think at the youth level in this country, it's fantastic. Men, men and women. My daughter played. She was exceptional, especially in Southern California. I would say.
But it's still recreational.
Well, no, it isn't. No. Not when you get to 14.
But they're
and
not
up,
quite like an academy that feeds into a professional job.
No, and that's where the disconnect is.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they could figure out how to take it from that high school level up to...
I think it has to be earlier than that. That's the big difference. I think, you know, when you read Steven Gerrard's book, or remember when Robbie was here? When they're like 5 or 6 years old, you know, they're
getting scouted.
They're getting scouted. Well, and these kids are living. They're like that. Their dream
they're
is to be on
this team. They're playing in the streets.
Exactly.
In the streets.
They don't do that in the United States. They don't play
the
in the streets here.
As I pointed out to Robbie, and he agreed, Michael Owen came from a rich family, right? His dad used to play for Everton. His mom was an accountant. There's no way he was on the streets playing.
Yeah, they're not all like that.
They're not all like that. Somehow they were able to take him and make him very technical. This is why I think America could do well. They will take the likes of Michael Owen, and make so many technical players because...
Yeah, but they're not doing that, Craig. That's the point.
But again, guys, it all comes back to whether it's economically feasible. I hate to say it, but it's got to be an economics issue.
There's an interesting twist to this as well. This started to happen 5-6 years ago. What you're starting to see happen now at the college level, you're getting boys and girls coming from Europe who aren't quite good enough to play in Europe at a professional level that are coming to America on scholarships and playing at a high level in college and getting a free education.
Well, that's not going to help the U.S. team at all, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know what's interesting? Look at, because the women have their league out here in America, how many other foreign players are coming here to America? We're almost
the women's thing's almost switched, right? It's almost opposite in America.
Yeah, it's very opposite. Yeah. But we have a lot of Europeans and South Americans coming to America to play here, you know, in the women's league.
Yeah.
And so we're almost like the Europeans.
Exactly.
It is kind of switched because the Premier League for the women's in England's okay, but it's kind of wishy-washy, isn't it, Craig?
It will do well, and then for a few years it won't do well.
Yeah.
Them play against the Americans.
It was good.
I switched it over, man.
It was a great game.
They were like hassling the Americans. The Scouse bid. Greenwood.
I love her.
Greenwood. Alex Greenwood.
God, she got taken out by, what was it, Blackwell or something?
Yeah.
And she took the girl out about 5. I'm like, this is perfect. America could only score one goal.
They only scored one goal.
And
right?
It was late.
It was late.
England
France
right now are
too.
Coming goods on that.
Okay.
We're going to win the Euros.
This is how deep America women team is. That was half their team was not their starting 11.
But it didn't matter.
But that's how strong
they
are.
It was so friendly.
It's friendly. Do you realize but England has never had a good female soccer team because it's never... Now they're competing. We lost that game against Japan.
Some of those girls, our goalie, she went to Santa Clara for college.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's from Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
She won't tell you she's from Santa Monica.
No,
she's
English.
But you asked my child. She was born here, but she's English.
But you know what?
She's from Santa Monica.
It says birthplace Santa Monica right on TV.
I know, but that's you guys stretching, as usual.
This is like a Robert Altman movie where everybody talks at once.
In saying that, you've got to remember the British area of Southern California is Santa Monica. So, yeah, she's going to come from there. She's going to be brought up in, you know, you can go back in history. The guys from the Mumford & Sons, born in Anaheim. The kid from
I got a question for you, Craig.
Born in Anaheim?
We're talking about Anaheim?
The lead singer of Mumford & Sons, born in Anaheim. Wow.
Gwen Stefani, born in Boston.
Back to football, everybody. I got a question for you. You two are from England. What is the what's the consensus as far as women's football goes?
We think it's fabulous.
But you know what? They didn't qualify for the World Cup.
I can't hear any one of you.
No. What do you guys
think? For real?
No, I'm sorry, the Olympics. I'm sorry, for the Olympics.
Because that's Great Britain. That's a whole different story if you've got half an hour.
Yeah, do you want half an hour or not?
No, I just think you guys didn't qualify.
When do you ever see
Japan?
When do you ever see England qualify for the World Cup?
Let me tell him in 30 seconds. Qualify is the wrong word. When you're in the Olympics with Great Britain, the English, Scottish and Welsh leagues could not come to an agreement on going as one team.
Oh, that's a
so
surprise.
That's why yeah. we aren't, that's why we never, don't have a team.
That's why we never have, we don't even put forward a team in the Olympics. Whether it be men's or women, we don't put forward a
My
team.
My question is just if women
Catholic
were...
Catholic
atheists? Where are they
atheists? They're a Protestant atheist.
Here's the thing. Did you watch that game? England were fucking good.
You know what? I told my wife and Jillian was watching. Like, England looked like Liverpool, how Klopp makes them press.
Yes,
it was a high press.
They could not... They never got out of their first half.
All I can say, if England had made the World Cup final like they should have, that would have been a good game.
That would have been great. That was a hard
I tell
you what, there's a couple of scouts in that team, not Greenwood.
You know what? Like, Jillian knows who she goes, that's Alex Greenwood. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Fucking scouts. I'm like, did you see her? She was kicking shit out of the other game. I'm like, solid. She's mean. I'm like, oh, she's a scouser. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Craig, would you care if she wasn't a scouser?
No. He likes it more when it's a scouser.
Of course he does.
But you got to remember, scousers is the thing. Oh, scousers are supposed to be. He needs a pitch.
Are you guys going again? You broke the seal? What does that mean?
I think Eric's trying to have a competition with Vinster on the beard.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what we were saying earlier, yeah.
So Eric looks like the brawny man all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He does. You know, you're right. He does. He looks like the brawny guy on the towels.
I tell you what, guys. I think today's show was fantastic. Because
it was.
We've mixed it up big time.
We have.
We haven't stayed on the premiership.
We'll let our many fans
We have indeed.
That.
But it is time to wrap the show up.
No,
and before.
Why? We haven't finished yet.
Well, because we're running out of time. That's why.
We haven't even talked about Benteke's dive.
We haven't gone to Arsenal.
Hey, Craig, did Benteke dive?
No.
Big time.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, no. That guy's knee caught his back leg.
Well, even one of my salespeople is a Liverpool fan today. He came into my office and goes, that was such a dive.
Craig, they couldn't find one angle that he touched him.
That
not one angle.
He
died. It was a dive. I love the win. It was a great win.
Here's how I watched the game.
Dive.
I watched the game. Dive. I got up and went, oh, it's 10-6. There's no way. I'm too
Craig
drunk.
Craig was sleeping.
Too drunk to drive to the bar.
Scouser.
Okay, I was switching.
You're too drunk at 6 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you're too drunk.
He was just getting in. He was just getting in from...
I haven't done that since college.
He got wasted.
Like 20 fucking minutes. It's nil-nil.
Come up on the mic.
You can't see him, but he's falling asleep.
It's 1-0 by fucking... I'm like, we're going to lose this one.
Now he's asleep again.
It's 1-1.
Get close to the mic, Craig.
Didn't even know it was down to 10 men, right?
So, and then when he...
And then I wake up for the last 5 minutes of the game. I wake up and go...
Now he's awake.
Now I'm awake.
Now he's awake.
I got fucking three dogs around me. I'm going, what's going on? Okay, yeah, I'm watching the game. No, Benteke was hit with his knee.
No freaking way.
He clipped his knee.
No freaking way.
You thought that was a foul?
No freaking way.
Yep. Yeah, I don't
I'm a huge Liverpool fan. I love the win.
He took a great dive.
That was a professional dive.
I tell you why that was a penalty. Because the referee made it a penalty. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a fucking penalty.
He got perfect 10.
No.
That was a beautiful dive.
He got hit.
Eric, are you kidding me?
No.
Eric.
No. You know what?
There's not one angle that showed him getting
hit.
Yes, it does. Because you saw his ankle get kicked.
You see his ankle get nudged.
Yeah, but it's nicked.
It's nicked. Now you're saying it was nicked. He's saying it wasn't touched at all.
That was Benteke's best goal of the season.
So now argue with him because he's saying nicked. You're saying not at all. So what we need, right, is a screen up there for the next time we come in and we go through the
football. Doesn't matter if the foul's in the first minute or the last minute. A foul is a foul in the box.
There was not a foul.
I know, but you think it was a foul.
Yes.
That was a foul.
It wasn't a foul.
Totally.
Yes.
And you know why it was a foul? Because the referee gave it. So guess what? It was a fucking foul.
Okay.
So yes, it was a foul, right?
If this was a goal against Liverpool, he'd be completely.
Oh yeah, you're telling me we haven't had that?
Oh no, we have. Yeah. We've had this before, Craig.
Everyone has it.
If we had instant replay, I don't think he would have gotten the foul.
Oh shit! No,
he wouldn't have gotten the foul.
His knee caught his fucking leg at the end. It did.
We will not settle this.
I seen that.
The bottom line is Liverpool got away with the win.
I'm glad they won.
They got away with the win. We were down 10 men, and we came back and won.
I know. That was amazing. There were like three games like that this week, weren't there?
And by the way, Benteke did shoot a great shot.
Oh, yeah, he stalled.
His best goal of the season.
It was.
How many goals is
that
for him?
But he did do that stall thing, didn't
he? One?
Three.
Oh, yeah, three. He has more than one. I thought that was
hey, It's a shame he wasn't part of the penalties the week before. Boom, boom.
Really?
Boom, boom.
I'm glad Lucas was in the goal, though. I mean, in the
squad. Got that right. Got that right.
And then they win.
Okay, well, we do need to wrap the show up again. This has been live from the Podcast Cubby here at the Old Chip Bridge Pub and Restaurant.
Has been is the key word there.
Has been. We're all has-beens, I guess, in a way. I'll probably cut that out.
I'm the oldest. No, I'm not the oldest.
That doesn't sound like it.
Don't cut that out.
He is and he is.
This is rambling, babbling.
Has been.
I'm from India and we're babbling. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
So,
3, 2, 1.
So this has been live from the podcast come here at Gold Ship Bridge Pub and Restaurant. We do want to reach out to our sponsors, Security National Mortgage Corporation and the Old Ship Bridge Pub and Restaurant. They're all reaching out. If you could see this, they're kind of doing what was that called? The macarama?
Macaroni.
Yeah. Macarama.
Where did you say these words? Didn't you say we were going to get a third sponsor?
Jim, where do you get these words? Macarama?
What was that? The thing you do at weddings now?
Macarena.
Macarena.
And nobody does that. That was like 20 years ago.
Well, that's what you that's what you look like. Gosh.
Jeez,
give me a hard time. All right. So, thank you, sponsors. Security National Mortgage, Old Ship Bridge Pub and Restaurant.
Where's the new one?
It's going to be
what is a new
Swagger
one?
Club, California, next this Saturday, March 12th. They are going to be our sponsor. Yep. Listen to that one next week. This has been the Two Yanks v. Brits Soccer Show.
Woo!
Ciao!
It's the Two Yanks v. Brits Soccer Show.